Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Get it going. Time for hour two of the morning show. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day out there.
Yes.
Got some fun stuff to get into before the end of the hour. We're going to talk about drive-thrus with AI. Have they gotten faster or slower? I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Some good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule and some great events going on in our area we want to touch on. All that coming up. But yes, we are continuing an AI conversation as we dive into entertainment. Because by now, many of you have heard of Tilly Norwood. She is an actress, but not really.
Right.
She does not exist. She is completely AI. And she's looking to get representation from actual Hollywood talent agencies.
Okay.
Several people have spoken out against Tilly, including Emily Blunt, and now the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, is getting in on the act, pun intended. The union said, in quote, believes creativity is and should remain human-centered. The union is opposed to the replacement of human performers by synthetics. To be clear, Tilly Norwood is not an actor. It's a character generated by a computer program that was trained on the works of countless professional performers while permission was not granted. So all of this AI is taken from actual hardworking actors.
Right.
Many of them no-name actors, actors you've never heard of, that are trying to get a break in the industry.
Right.
It creates the problems of using stolen performances to put actors out of work, jeopardizing performing livelihoods and devouring human artistry and creativity and all these other factors. I want to show Seth a little bit of this this work from this computer.
Okay. All right.
And what you're going to see here, Seth, is, you know, a strong performance from a computer. You also will not see any wrinkling of the face when stunned or surprised. There is no blinking going on with this actor.
Yeah.
None. It could not be creepier to me.
Oh, Uncanny Valley. Yikes.
There's a lot of this going around. You know, there's of AI footage of, you know, there's a thing right now where you can watch a video. You can find it on your Googler right now of George Washington, our first president, hitting a home run in a World Series.
Yep.
And it looks incredibly real. It's kind of funny if you could take a moment of just like laughing at this
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right. Yes.
AI has not gotten to the point where I don't think you, if you're really paying attention, you don't want to be deceived, and you are a little skeptical, you can see. You can see the difference of AI in reality a little bit surrounding it.
That's right.
But it's only getting stronger, and it's only getting better. And now is the time to jump on these things, to be aware of these things. Why are we against AI in every facet, but with this, nobody seems to care? Like, you watch TV, you watch movies, you watch commercials. If you out there do not watch any single TV show or any movies or anything like that, if you take in no forms of entertainment, then you can take a break from this subject. I guess this does not affect you at all. But I am guessing that every single one of you out there has at least one show or one movie or something like that that you enjoy. This affects that. This affects all of that. You are not going to get the same type of feeling, a human raw emotion. It is literally impossible for AI to do that.
Yeah.
Literally. It's not in the programming.
No, no, it's not. And you touched on something, James, that is, I think, the bigger issue here is where the this program was trained on. And this is something that's going on. Okay. Right now, we have a lot of things that our Congress, our politicians could be looking into and trying to do things, you know, trying to make things better. This is a great example, okay? Right now, the big AI companies, OpenAI mostly, maybe Anthropic a little bit, they're just throwing stuff out there. Yeah. Right now, they don't care where the training is coming from. They don't care who they steal from. Yes, stealing from, because there's no laws. There's nothing out there right now to take care of this. This needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed now.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get ahead
of
this.
We need
things.
To get ahead of this stuff. Otherwise, we're gonna keep seeing things like this. You know, I do I have a lot of confidence that's gonna happen? No.
Well, and I,
unfortunately,
I understand I'm yelling at a brick wall. People don't care about actors and writers and these things. They don't. Do you think it'll end there? Do you think it'll stop?
Well, no, not at all. No, I mean we've got artists, we've got directors who are like jumping in on the AI thing. Darren Aronofsky.
Yep.
It's like, what are you, dude? Seriously, yeah, what yeah. are you doing?
When it comes to that, the other part of this too is there's thousands and thousands of writers and actors and people mm-hmm. out there trying to get into the industry, trying to get a break. So an AI actor gets a break before them. An AI gets a break, but people that have dedicated and worked so hard at this. Again, I understand that not a lot of people care about this. You will. You will eventually if you don't now. It's time. We got to cut these things off at the pass.
They have been very clear about this. They want to replace workers.
Yeah.
In every industry. Every industry.
They don't care about you any more than...
not at all.
Most of the people walking around with a senator or congress in front of their name.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the shutdown goes, I have to get this out there real quick. As far as the shutdown goes... if you are a politician with an R or a D in front of your name, I don't care. If when people, a reporter asks you about the shutdown, if the first words out of your mouth are, well, the other party this or the other party that, I'm done. I don't listen to you and I'm not alone. The majority of people I'm hearing from and talking to that are on both sides of the aisle of the way they vote themselves feel the exact same way. You are a whining baby. But they did this. Get out of here. You don't belong in politics. You're a child. Go find some other industry to work in and quit ruining our country. Get out of here. No government should ever shut down. Do you understand what that means? I know we've normalized a lot of this stuff, but these people that are in office right now, almost none of them deserve to be. Every single one of them have to have some accountability for this. Every single one of them. They shut down. We didn't. Our country's still moving. Meanwhile, they're sitting there. How much are they suffering? Are their paychecks not going to come? Mm-hmm. Are their benefits not going to come? Darn no. They don't got to worry about any of that. I am so tired of politics and politicians making decisions for us that doesn't affect them. They are not suffering. They are not hurting at all, let alone like we are.
Right.
And meanwhile, they just get to sit there and when they're pressed for asking, there's a good question being asked of them. How do they answer? Well, but the other side won't play. They won't do this. They won't do that. I'm so sick and tired of the easy go-to low-hanging fruit of, well, I'm not going to actually answer the question. I'm just going to blame the other side.
Yeah.
Is anybody else tired of this?
Yeah.
This has been going on forever. Mm-hmm. Our whole lifetime, well, Seth.
And we've been seeing it. Why, Congress's approval polls are the lowest they've ever been. And this is only going to make it worse. And people are going to stop caring at all. So when the takeover comes, I guess we're just going to say, huh, whatever.
The current president has an approval rating that is the lowest of all time. The only lower one is when he was first in office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just him. Senate, Congress, yep. All of the above.
Everybody.
Lowest approval ratings of all time. Ever since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
It tells you something and you should be paying attention to it and demanding more. And please remember this when election season comes around.
Yes.
And every one of these people, they come out with their attack ads, pointing their finger at the other person, but not telling you a darn thing about themselves.
Yep.
In the scenes in Titanic, there's a scene in Titanic.
Okay.
That Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet were not proud of, did not want in the movie. But there's this one scene in particular where Leo teaches Kate how to spit like a man. So
I don't even remember that.
I honestly, as I've mentioned many times, I've never seen Titanic. I've never seen it. I know how it ends. Yeah, I don't. Sure, it's never been an interest to me. James Cameron wrote that scene and he stood by it, even though Kate, Leo, and the producers, even the studio bosses, wanted it cut. But it's James Cameron, and he always thinks he knows what's best.
Are you kidding me? With everyone against him, he's going to hold on to that dear life. Kidding me?
Of course, it stayed in the movie, and Cameron has always been happy to point out how right he was about it. But a lot of people...
According to who? Yeah. Oh, wait, the only opinion that matters.
Yeah, he's the only person that feels this way about it. But he
hey, I guess, you know, do your thing, man.
So that's an actual scene in the movie. Like, that's...
Honestly, I don't remember. I've seen it. It's okay. Been a long, long time. I don't remember that scene at all. Maybe I blocked it out. It's like, what is this stupid scene? What is this?
It just tells you a lot about not only James Cameron, the person, but working with James Cameron.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And not an easy bit. No. I do not want to be in a movie with James Cameron. I really wouldn't. I don't know if it'd be worth, hey, you can have your big break, but it's in a movie with James Cameron directing. Right. I don't know, man.
Maybe if it's a smaller part that you don't have to be around him very much.
Yeah, that wouldn't
maybe
be so
you can
bad.
Do, yeah.
Clue, the wonderful famous board game, and the app game Wordle are now the source of inspiration for two upcoming shows.
Huh?
Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. Not much else is known except players will go through physical and mental challenges to earn clues. The classic characters from the game, like Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, and Miss Scarlet, will be represented, but it's not clear how. There will be also be red herrings to confuse players as well.
Okay.
One of my top three favorite board games of all time. I love the
Clue
game.
Clue is a lot of fun. Yes.
I'll play Clue at any moment, anytime I get a chance. I love that game. And there is a remake being done, a movie of Clue being done that right. Sounds pretty good. Jason Bateman's in it and stuff. Is the last I heard it was being filmed currently. So I'm excited about that. And Clue is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Or I'm sorry, the movie adaptation Clue is about to celebrate its 40th anniversary.
Gotcha.
So that's part of the reason for this.
That makes sense.
You know, when it comes to game shows, I have no floor or ceiling or expectation. Like, go ahead and try it. We've seen shows that I would never think work do incredibly well as game shows.
Yes, you're not wrong.
Really, all bets are off when it comes to game shows.
Yes.
Throw it at the wall, see if it sticks. You know,
watch some Japanese game shows once in a while. You'll see how zany they can get. Yeah,
it's and it does go back to your IP conversation though of owning IP of things and how valuable that is in today's entertainment.
Yeah,
and NBC has a game show based on the popular New York Times puzzle Wordle in the works. Jimmy Fallon is the executive producer, and it looks like Savannah Guthrie from The Today Show is set to host. So they've already got a host and producers and all that.
That one makes sense, though. I mean, I can see how you can turn Wordle into a game show very easily,
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, that's right.
That's more surprising to me than anything.
Right, exactly.
If you've never played Wordle before, you basically get 6 tries to guess a 5-letter word.
Okay, there you go.
I actually have not played Wordle.
I don't think I have either. I don't remember ever doing that. So.
That seems like a game I would play, though. That's why I'm a little surprised. It does seem like... I did the... what was it? The one that was popular for a while. You were playing with friends.
Words with Friends?
Yeah,
Words with Friends, I think it is.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the name of it, but I said basically every word in it leading up to it.
Good marketing. It's the game where you do Words with Friends.
I should not be allowed out here. I just shouldn't. We want you to get us your recipes, everybody.
Yes.
So we've got our WFHR newsletter that is going to be out and about tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it. And, of course, sign up at WFHR.com for that. While you're over there signing up for the newsletter, which will only take you a couple seconds, and it's your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news and sports and weather and all that fun stuff, submit your recipes. We want your recipes to be included in our 85th anniversary cookbook as we're getting ready to celebrate our 85 years around here. And this is a love letter to our community. This is us being able to say, hey, we are proud of our area. We're proud of the people in this area. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate that. So get us those recipes, everybody.
Is this something that, for me, cookbooks is something that are eternal. You know, I don't care how far, technology goes and that kind of thing. Nothing like a good old fashioned cookbook, And you have it, you just pick it up and you look at, I need this tonight or whatever. And you flip through it and you got the recipe right there. Man, that's a great thing, And I've looked up recipes online and stuff before. Of course I have. But there's still something about that cookbook, man. There's something really cool about it.
I think it's something that people may miss even not knowing it.
Yeah,
and that's everything. Very
fair, yeah.
It's something to check out and go ahead and get it to us. And, of course, keep the recipe's legacy around and everything.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
your family legacy in this area around. If you submit a recipe and it gets into the cookbook, you'll even get a free copy of the cookbook.
You do get a free copy.
So it's pretty cool. Help us celebrate 85 years around here. Submit your recipe at WFHR.com. And if you are not able to that way, reach out to us. We'll find a way to get it in the cookbook.
We will find. Don't worry. If you have the recipe, we'll get it in there.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Got some great stuff on the way for you. After our break here coming up, we're going to get into drive-thrus and how much AI helped drive-thrus. I'll get into that one in a little bit. I'm going to touch on that. Are you someone who makes a decision and that's that? Or do you spend a lot of time agonizing over what you're going to do and then you just kind of like finally end up doing something? A new survey has found that 1 in 8 Americans are overthinkers.
Okay.
And the average person second guesses 41% of their daily decisions. 41%.
Wow.
Think about how much that might slow you down or add to your day.
Right, right.
How much added time you're putting on your brain or your day. And get this. The survey found that the average person makes about 50 decisions in a day, which is roughly 1.5 million choices made in a lifetime.
Wow, that's a lot.
Still, 27% of people admit that they are regularly stressed over simple decisions. That's stuff like anxiety at the supermarket over what to buy, what to wear sometimes, some of those things.
Oh.
The average person spends 4 minutes deliberating each item at the grocery store.
Really? Wow. 4 minutes. Wow.
And that can double if you're a couple.
Oh, yeah, because then you got to discuss each decision. Now, there's always the chance you agree, right? And then you just go ahead. But then if you don't, oh, no.
Now, I think of my mom, who is one of those people who is a notorious list person. Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to save time.
Yep.
I don't know how much time that saves. I wonder. Because you have on your list peanut butter. But you get there, and, well, this peanut butter's on sale. But the kids like this peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And so there you are, waiting, spending time, making decisions and stuff. So this is something I don't know that it's one of those things that I don't know that, well, this is a horrible thing and we got to fix it. I don't know if it's so much that.
Right.
And I will journalistically admit I am one of the most notorious overthinkers in the universe.
Right.
I am bad at this. And one of the things that I am bad at, though, is not what this where this survey goes. The survey goes, and they're focusing a lot on simple decisions and overthinking those.
Right.
I don't tend to do it with simple decisions. I tend to do it with, you know, key things in my life or certain things.
Right.
The overthinking is really just all in that. The simple decisions, it's almost like my brain has already made up the choice and I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another part of overthinking, where you're not necessarily maybe putting the thoughts, the thought process
that's
into
right.
simple tasks. And you're just doing them. You see this in sports all the time where you've seen a wide receiver catch a billion passes, but he's looking ahead and he doesn't make the last step to actually haul that ball in.
Right.
We have had this happen all the time in our lives where you've got a pair of keys in your hand about to put into a car or something and you drop them.
Yep.
Because your brain is an autopilot.
Yep.
It's done this a billion times. It knows how to do this.
Right.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't. And that's, that's one of the fascinating things about the brain and the development. You know, we were talking about the intelligence stuff, that study we were talking about a little bit earlier, which is really cool. But at the same time, I mean, the idea that, you make so many, and I don't even know if you call them decisions, because you just do it, right?
Yeah.
And is there even a decision involved? I guess technically there is, but it's because of everything that's gone on before, everything, you've experienced, your genetic whatever, all that stuff comes into play every time you make one of these decisions, right?
Yeah.
It's all based on something that came before. So, I mean, it's fascinating, I think, but...
It's something that the majority of people struggle with and deal with.
Right.
It's something, and again, this isn't something that I think that is one of those ones where, okay, again, we have to do something about this, all hands on deck.
Right.
I think it's more about understanding our brains a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly.
Earlier, when I went on my tangent about age and all that stuff, about the politics and all those things, the overall point there is to understand ourselves a little bit more.
Right.
And not so much our limitations, but what we are scientifically, genetically, able to do and unable to do,
right.
And working with that,
right? And the fact, I mean, and this is all understanding that everyone's different, of course, and it happens at different times, and some people's brains work differently, and maybe they can into their 90s, are like really sharp and can do all that kind of stuff, Of course, that's going to happen too. But the idea of, looking at, being self-aware, that's a great point, because if you can diagnose yourself in some of these things, like, whoa, I just did something that's like very out of character or something, it was like, whoa, why did, something to think about, something to check, maybe you're thinking, ooh, what's going on kind of thing. Maybe that's not a bad thing, If you're more self-aware, I think that's a good thing.
We talk about this with dementia, Alzheimer's from time to time. It was something that came up in On Golden Pond. Mm-hmm. Norman has some moments there where he's saying some stuff that is a little anti-Semitic, a little racist. Mm-hmm. But Norman is not necessarily that.
Right.
It's something that happened to his brain.
Exactly.
Something that happens to people and stuff.
That's right.
It's understanding these things so we can understand them about ourselves as well, mm-hmm. as much as each other.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's, again, something that we're also all doing together. We're all trying to fix the boat while it's on the water here.
Yep.
There is no real pausing.
Laying down track in front of the train.
And I think that hopefully with that creates some empathy and some understanding.
And that's, and honestly, that's where we need to go with this. We really do. We have to understand that we don't understand. We have to understand we don't know the whole story. So
having a little empathy for our each other as well as ourselves never hurt anybody.
No. Nope.
There's no downside to that.
It's the golden rule, right?
Some lanes of a highway in Illinois, Franklin County, were closed while crews worked to clean up the mess left by a semi-truck that overturned and spilled loads of applesauce.
Applesauce?
Illinois State Police said the single vehicle crash happened at 4:48 a.m. Monday in the northbound Interstate 57. Jeez. Everybody is okay. Nobody
was
hurt.
That's good.
No injuries were reported except for the applesauce.
The poor applesauce.
Mount Vernon-based Rick's Towing was summoned to the scene to assist with the cleanup. The business said that about 46,000 pounds of applesauce spilled over onto the roadway, the equivalent of 184,000 four-ounce applesauce containers.
Wow. That's a lot of applesauce.
We've done a number of these stories. Right. And we've done more of them in recent years, just noteworthy there with the driving conversation we had earlier.
We had a little earlier, see that.
But of all the things we've ever said, I don't know of anything that I can think of that feels like a bigger pain to clean up. When I've spilled applesauce on the kitchen counter, it could be a little bit like, oh, this is annoying. I can't imagine on a dirt floor, on a road.
I mean... like, wow.
Just get the hose, man. Just get the hose.
Think of how slippery that is, man. Applesauce is super slippery.
It really is. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's when you got to clean up fast or people are going to be like crashing. You don't want that.
I want to send a shout out to Rick's Towing.
Yeah. Good job on you, Rick.
To Rick's Towing, man. Rick and his team over there. Nice work. Because you see the video of this stuff. And
the guy's like, hey, my name's Bob. Rick is the guy who owned it before me. I just didn't change the name.
That's exactly how that is. We want you to take it to the amazing concert. Not Rick, not Bob, but Willie. That's Willie right, Nelson. Willie and Family Live is happening. The magic of Willie Nelson is going to be right here in town tomorrow with Willie and Family Live. Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson, this 90-minute show that is a heartfelt homage to the legend of outlaw country music. Mm-hmm. Willie and Family Live is more than a tribute in music. It's an immersive experience going down the memory lane of Willie Nelson and his wonderful legacy.
Yeah.
Grab your cowboy boots, dress up for this one. Get that cowboy hat.
Yes.
Come on down for an evening of country coolness with Willie and Family Live, a tribute spectacular. Tickets are selling fast. Be sure to get them at savorthearts.com. You can go over there right now and get those. You can also give them a call, 715-424-2787. Encourage you to do that. And of course, you can get these tickets by calling up 715-424-2600. Just go ahead and give us your favorite Willie Nelson song.
No, we lost him. We had a caller. Oh, no, we lost him.
We had somebody. Well. You want these tickets, call up and get them to us. Get us your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Right. And we, as a sponsor, WIRI is actually a sponsor of this show. And as part of that, I will be helping introduce with Sally Kistner. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. So hope to see you there.
You're going to have fun with that. Yeah. You get to meet Michael. You're going to love Michael. He's
That's cool.
Great guy.
That's great.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. You calling about the tickets?
Yes.
Give me your favorite Willie Nelson song.
Whiskey River.
Great choice. Great choice by both of you. Great
nice coaching
choice.
There, yeah.
That's awesome. That works. You can get coached.
Love it.
I got two tickets for the show tomorrow right here. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Can I get your first name?
Jerry,
thank you so much, Jerry, for listening, playing along. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. But, Jerry, you just won yourself a pair of tickets here to see Willie and Family Live tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Hang on the line, Jerry, and thanks so much for listening.
You bet.
We'll be right back after our news, sports, and entertainment break right here on The Morning Show at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Spooky edition.
Yeah.
All month long. Love it.
Danny
Love
Elfman, not acquainted with the creatures of the night.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Yes.
Danny Elfman, one of the more interesting artists we could ever talk about. Also, maybe the greatest, one of the greatest TV theme songwriters ever.
Yes.
Congrats to American fast food chains. Those annoying AI bots you added to the drive-thru are really crushing it. InTouch Insight released its annual... I was being sarcastic.
Yes.
Insight... I didn't think I'd lay it on thick enough.
You need to have maybe a little bit more.
InTouch Insight released its annual drive-through study. And despite AI's quote-unquote help, America's drive-throughs got a little slower this year.
Mm.
The average is now 5 minutes and 35 seconds. That is up 10 seconds from the previous year.
Right.
Of the fast food places they looked at, Taco Bell was the fastest at 4:16, KFC next, then Tim Hortons and Arby's.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A had the slowest drive-through time at 7 minutes and 6 seconds.
Wow.
But only because of longer lines. They actually rank first if you look at total number of cars in line. They also ranked it first in friendliness and overall satisfaction.
Wow. How about that? That's cool.
I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
Neither have I. I've had opportunities. I just never have gotten there. Yeah.
I had a chance. I could have gone to one. It was that or a Whataburger. And I'd never been to a Whataburger. And I mean.
Dude, I'm sorry. If I had the choice, I'd totally with you.
100%.
I'd go to Whataburger. Yeah.
I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
Amazing burger. Amazing burger. Great name, too.
Whataburger. Yeah, Whataburger.
That's a great name. So not counting coffee chains, Burger King and Wendy's ranked first in accuracy, getting 88% of orders right.
Wow, nice.
The overall average was 87%, so pretty impressive by all fast food chains.
Yep,
87% clip that they're doing this.
Very cool.
The most common complaints were, I said no ice. That's the most common complaint fast food places have.
Really?
Is I said no ice and still getting ice.
Oh. I guess maybe they're just so used to putting the ice in there, maybe. I don't know.
And then you introduce AI, and that changes a lot of this.
Yes, it does.
the most common complaints to the drag on time and so many of these other things. Drive-thrus with AI only got 83% of orders right. People also had to repeat their orders for up to 3 times for the AI to get it right.
83% is terrible.
That's terrible.
Awful. That's you can't. If you were a human being and you got your orders wrong, you're fired, man. You're gone.
Whatever you're doing out there, if you're doing it at an 83% clip, you're not going to be doing it for long.
No, you're not. No, sorry.
You're not going to be at that for very long. And it's something that while we're talking about, the fears of AI and blah, 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 and all these things, it's important to know when we can, I believe, how much better human beings are at something than AI is.
But then basically everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can pick and choose a couple of things out there. That AI is actually there are some industries where it is kind of starting to take over. Translation is one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and again, it's not doing a great job. It's still making lots of mistakes, that kind of thing. But I look at all these other things. It can't. It literally cannot replace people. It's not the way we have things structured. You cannot do it. And I am sorry, we do not need to restructure our lives in order to make room for AI.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, not going to do it.
I don't know if when this is going to like slow down or stop or anything. But
the bubble will be bursting at some point.
It's going to happen at some point. And it's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're getting the turnaround that they were hoping for. And I mean, every company that is using AI or pushing AI on us, there's no way they're seeing the numbers that they wanted to from this or the reception that they wanted to from this.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of complaints that Google alone is getting for cramming their AI, Gemini. I don't want your Gemini. I have no interest in it.
It
doesn't help me one bit. Quit forcing it on us.
Yeah.
And quit making it so hard to turn these things off.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Good luck figuring out that.
Yeah.
Because that's and obviously...
Got an hour to spend, yeah.
I know why they do it that way,
of course,
and everything.
They make it difficult. Yeah,
it doesn't mean that it's that much. It's only more annoying because of that.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see where this ends. Because
yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'll tell you that
there are positives to it, mm-hmm. and we are yep. not able to put any time or focus on that because of all of the horribleness of it, of all the bad right. parts of it,
and because and all these ridiculous claims that they're making about these things that are patent lies. I mean, seriously, some of this stuff they're saying, it's just lies.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Yeah,
because it's kind of a sinking ship at this point. I mean, that's where the way it's starting to go.
Maybe AI could do busy work. Maybe that's what we could. We just give it something to do.
The stuff that we don't want to do, yeah, right?
Yeah,
and it can do.
That's what it was supposed to be,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. It's supposed to be helping us, not the other way around.
Another kind of piggybacking off of that last one into this mm-hmm. next one, and you can find it studyfinds.com. According to a report, American office workers estimate that 51% of their day goes to busy work, like reading and writing emails, data entry, searching for files. And, you know, pulling teeth to get materials needed for your tasks.
Right, right.
There's also calendars, meetings, reports, meetings, troubleshooting aging technology, meetings, and filling out forms like timesheets and expense reports.
Yep.
It isn't just boring and annoying. 85% of workers say repetitive tasks trigger stress about 4 times per week.
Yeah.
And are a top driver of burnout.
Boy, if that doesn't actually make a lot of sense, yeah. Seriously, because all of this stuff is pushing out the priorities you should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what your actual job is doing. And if you have to spend so much time on this other stuff, yeah, it's going to create a lot of anxiety because you got to get it done. But you also got to get this done. Ah,
right.
Kind of thing, right?
Unfortunately, meetings themselves probably won't be eliminated by AI,
no.
But there could be solutions to some of the other things on our wish list.
Mm.
25% of us want better data management, and 19% want help dealing with emails. Another 18% say automated form filling would help, and 17% want better ways to organize files. And it's possible AI could help with that.
That's right. Absolutely could help with that. Those are the simple kind of tasks that AI is actually pretty decent at. So,
you know... You're not going to, a tractor is not going to work as a Zamboni. You are going right. to break the ice. Yes. You are not going to be able to play River Kings hockey.
That's
it's a
right.
horrible idea. We use tools and we use things in the right places.
In the right way. Yes, exactly.
You put a Zamboni on there, it's meant to do that.
It'll
do
its job, right?
You put AI where it's meant to, and we're not having any of these conversations.
Right.
We're not worrying about it. We're not bothering with it or anything. It is so much the human element of this,
mm-hmm.
and this idea of the powers that be and people in powerful positions wanting to save a buck or two.
Right.
Everything comes back to money. It all yep. does. And AI is no different. AI is them. You may see AI, you may hear AI, but what you should really be hearing is the ka-ching sound, because
mm-hmm.
that's what's going on here.
Right. Right.
It's just another way for them to kind of cut corners and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's lazy. It's not being a good manager. It's not being a good CEO.
Right.
That's not
nope.
a true way of cutting costs. Not only because we've seen from the data that it doesn't actually work.
Right.
And not only because it's putting other good people out of work, which isn't your job as a CEO.
No.
But your business is falling apart because of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing any businesses flourishing because of AI.
Mm-mm.
You're not seeing those articles. You're not hearing about that.
Someone's got to correct all the mistakes. And it's not AI correcting AI mistakes. It's humans doing all of that, which is just more work and more time that you're wasting.
It's it's again one of those things that if we bring attention to it, you know, maybe we can cut it off at the pass. There's the hope of that,
mm-hmm.
but we need to remember who's really at fault here. It is human beings.
We're still the only ones we can blame for our stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We're still the ones.
And I'm sure that it seems very, it's very tempting to have, people want somebody to blame.
Yeah.
Something goes wrong.
It's a natural, you know, feeling that you have, right? Yeah.
It is human instinct, and yeah. I completely
the blame
get
game,
that.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are no villains.
No.
Sometimes there are no heroes. It's just people being people.
Yes.
And that's what you got going on here. You got a lot of that, and you got a lot of people yeah. that are trying to save a buck or two. And then you got animals just crashing parties.
Yeah, hey.
Whether it's deer jumping into department stores or buildings or anything, or how many bear stories we've had lately about bears breaking into
Place. Hey, animals don't worry about AI. I'm telling you right now. They do not worry about it.
AI, Animal Kingdom's got AI down. They're not even worrying about it. Police in Florida relocated an alligator that was, quote, apparently looking to crash happy hour at a tiki bar in Stewart. The Stewart Police Department said on social media that officers responded to a call on Monday of a local tiki bar with an unexpected guest. And no, it wasn't a rowdy tourist trying to dodge a tab. It was an alligator.
Oh, man.
An actual alligator. The alligator was safely apprehended with no injuries to humans or reptiles. Quote, the party-seeking reptile has since been relocated to a more suitable venue where the only cocktails are in the swamp and the sun never sets on happy hour. Said on Stewart Police Department's social media account.
Very good. Very good. Well done.
I like these stories just because they're funny and fun, and they show a little bit of the animal kingdom breaking into ours and some of that.
That's right.
But it is
share the planet.
It's all about these police departments and their mastering of the social media
stuff.
It's fantastic.
So good.
Well done. Well done by them. Have we heard of anything where AI involved in law enforcement? Have you heard anything about that? It's a bit rhetorical, but as long as we're talking about it and everything, I think that's another one where keep your eye.
Very much keep your eye open for that one. Mm-hmm. Yes,
we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the morning show for this Wednesday on 105. Darn it! I knew I was going to do that. It's not that one. Which one is? Oh yeah, 90 on WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. Got some good stories of the day we're going to get to in a moment. Some great things going on in our community we want to touch on. But first, I want to let you know what our schedule is looking like, and it is looking good, everybody. We got a great Rapid Support lined up for you today. Be sure to join us for that. You can catch the Rapid Support at WFHR.com. It's streaming right over there for you, wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we're talking to our friends, Family Natural Foods. Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be in with us. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
All right.
Our other conversation will be with our good friend Dawn, the recreation supervisor over at the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department.
Excellent.
I haven't talked to Dawn in a while. That's going to be great.
That's a great update for that one. Yeah.
Getting you up to date on our Parks and Rec Department and, of course, all the great things going on over there. We're camping and different stuff throughout the fall, winter months.
Winter sports stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got Playmakers on 105.5 WI. Brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Join us from 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're going to speak sport. Michael Comer going to be with us today. Michael and I are going to not only talk a little River Kings, but talk the NFL schedule, get into that. Baseball playoffs going on.
Yeah, exciting
stuff. Got a lot to talk about. Looking forward to that. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 4 to 5 on Playmakers and call in with your sports takes and feelings. We want to hear from you, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
7:05 right here at WFHR. We'll have the Luke Fickell Show. You got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
You got some explaining to do. Yeah. I want to hear from him. I want to know what he's got to say. And how things, I will say this, things have been better. They're just not where they need to be right now in Wisconsin football.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got some other great things going on in the area here we want to touch about. Like today is a Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Yes, bingo.
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Join them when their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support local, support our Elks Lodge. Have some fun at bingo tonight. Kicking off at 5 o'clock over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. And we've got Seussical, the musical, happening with the Playhouse Theater Group.
Yeah.
This is Seussical Junior, based on the works of Dr. Seuss. It's going to be a really fun show. It's going on tomorrow. It kicks off, and then they'll have a show on the 10th at 7 o'clock. October 11th, 1 and 7 o'clock shows. This is going to take place at the Spash Theater in Stevens Point. You can get your tickets and find out more at PlayhousePresents.com, PlayhousePresents.com. Break a leg. Have a great run, you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great show.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It really does.
That is going to be a good one. Also wanted to mention this. The Wisconsin Johns Rapids Family Center is inviting you to their annual Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. Please join us to honor those who tragically lost their life due to domestic violence-related homicides in Wisconsin. We will be celebrating those that support survivors and work to make change in our community. The theme for 2025, Everyone Knows Someone, reminds us to work together to learn about the causes and impacts of domestic violence in our community so we can recognize warning signs and empower those affected by domestic violence. This will take place October 23rd, Thursday, October 23rd, over at McMillan's Auditorium at 6 o'clock. If you are able to be a part of it or not, you can be a part of things by celebrating and wearing purple yep. or having purple around. Maybe I see a lot of people where they're changing their lights.
Yeah, purple lights. Yep.
Having purple lights. It's a great way to do that. A big shout out to our Mayor Matt Zacher with the proclamation in the city bridge glowing purple. Looks
yep,
great.
That's cool.
All you homes and businesses out there, being on the right side of history, we appreciate you. And again, the mm-hmm. Candlelight Vigil will take place Thursday, October 23rd, 6 o'clock at McMillan. Together, we can shine a light for survivors and stand united against abuse. Mm-hmm. Of course, keep in mind, our friends at the Family Center have your back. FamilyCTR.org is where yep. you can go if you want to find out more information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, guess what? It's here, everyone. Tomorrow morning, 8:30, bright and early, the community book sale.
Yeah.
Starting over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Goes from 8:30 to 6 on Thursday and on Friday. And then the $2 bag sale is on Saturday from 8:30 to 1 p.m. There's going to be free baked goods and coffee while you browse. Of course, most books are only $1. And of course, all profits go to Mid-State Technical College Scholarships. I know a lot of people look forward to this every year, as we do as well. It's a lot of fun. And I hope to see you there, everyone, starting tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Big thank you to everybody who donated books throughout yes. the year, and mm-hmm. a special thank you to the volunteers and everybody yep. over there working so hard to set things up, get everything organized.
Get everything going.
Really nice one. My mom will meet you there.
that's awesome. Glad to hear that. Everyone coming up on Saturday, the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is having their golden anniversary variety show. This is a bunch of people from the community getting together, doing all kinds of different acts. We've got monologues. We've got drama. We got music. We got all kinds of good stuff.
Some improv going to happen.
Some improv. Ooh, even better.
Some fun stuff.
It all starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday on this coming 11th. And afterwards, there's going to be a light hors d'oeuvre reception as mm-hmm. well to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. So go and have some fun, everyone. It's going to be very enjoyable. You know this community.
Oh,
you know all the
yeah.
hams that are here.
Yeah.
ready to
it's gonna be a
perform.
Lot of fun. Go to wrctheater.org to get your tickets and
That's
find
right.
out more.
Absolutely. We got some more things coming up here, too. And we're going to start talking about some of those events that we want you to tell us about, nonprofit mm-hmm. Halloween events coming up. So there is a trick-or-treating event happening in downtown Stevens Point. That's going to be Saturday the 25th from 3 to 5 p.m. It's free. Bring your friends and family to explore downtown. This is in the downtown area. And then there's going to be a trunk-or-treat in Plover on Halloween on the 31st at 5 o'clock, hosted by the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover. And like James has mentioned a couple times, get us those events, everyone. We want to broadcast them out to as many people as we can.
Want to celebrate your great day with your great recipe with all of our community.
Yeah, that
everybody
too.
Get those to us.
Mm-hmm.
And great stuff going on in the area.
Yep.
We'll be talking more about these things and plenty more for you on tomorrow's show. We'll get into a bunch. And I want to remind everybody that elderly and disabled residents who wish to have their yards raked by Day of Caring volunteers must register with United Way by October 10th. So you have 4 o'clock October 10th, the last opportunity you will have to register your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we need volunteers. We need people to help rake.
Yes.
We've seen volunteer numbers go down with our nonprofits. Let's raise those up. There's
mm-hmm.
something AI can't do.
That's right.
There's something. We need volunteers in all hands on deck. Whenever you're hearing about volunteer opportunities in your community, taking a moment, taking an hour out of your day to be a part of it, you're adding into the betterment mm-hmm. of your community. And man, there is nothing that feels as good as that. There's no words for how good it feels.
That's right. I'm part of a team, and we are excited. We're ready to go. It's one of my favorite things to do every year is Day of Caring.
I love it.
So much fun.
I love driving around town, seeing all those
yep.
Same colored shirts. This
mm-hmm.
year, Terry broke the news to us. They're green.
Green shirts. This year, yeah.
Get that shirt, and register. You can register a yard or be a volunteer by calling the United Way at 715-421-0390, 421-0390. Call between 8:30 and 4 Monday through Friday, or of course, go to their website, uwswac.org.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to get on over there. Day of Caring is in the Wisconsin Rapids area, is October 25th. Make plans for it, everybody. It's going to be a big day, big fun day. Looking
yep.
forward to it. A woman in Missouri was sick in bed for a week, but she's feeling much better now. She finally decided to go out of the house, stopped at a gas station for a soda and a lottery ticket, and won $100,000.
That'll make you feel better.
I gotta think, like, I remember being as sick when I was a kid, and I was staying home and I was doing laundry, and I'm sick as a dog. And I think I like found a, I don't remember if it was a $5 or a $10 bill in my pants right before I threw it in the wash. And I can still remember how
free
great
money
that felt.
Like,
yeah.
Free money.
I can't imagine how she felt. Like times a billion, it's that's like gotta feel
pulling
like.
Pulling in your pocket and pulling out $100,000. Woo!
Can't even there's certain numbers of money that I hear and I'm like, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Seriously.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
Yeah, yeah, honestly.
A guy in Australia posted some cute photos after his golden retriever made an unlikely friend. He heard his dog barking, so he went outside to see what was going on and found a baby koala climbing to his golden retriever's back.
Oh my gosh!
It's on his back. The dog didn't seem to mind, but he carefully plucked the koala off and put it back in a tree with its mom.
Oh, how cute.
As somebody who, my biggest palate cleanser is seeing animal weird animal combinations, I came across this story, and I was just so happy.
That's so cool.
You got to see the photos, everybody.
It's
They're
cool.
Great.
That's great.
As great as I enjoy this, and as much as I think it's a fun, great story that I encourage you to look up, this dog does not necessarily look like... The dog just kind of like, is there something on my, you know what it's like? Hey, do I got something on me? Do I got something on my back?
Yeah, you tell me, right, if I had something back there,
there's
right?
Something, because I feel like there's something back there. I feel like.
It's a very small koala, by the way. It's a very small, I can understand.
The koala looks like it's having a great time.
Yes, right?
The koala is having the time of its young life.
It's a thrill seeker. It's a thrill seeking koala.
That koala's going to be in the news. I just know it. That is going to be in the news doing some kind of crazy parkour or something.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Know it. You know it.
Koala parkour. Great show today, Seth.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.